This is Pulse 2, Match Day Live.
You know, we've had too many draws at home. We've had really two good competitive games against Charlton and Scunthorpe, and I don't think we deserved any more in both games, but we give as good as we got, create a lot of opportunities. Obviously, the Bury game, I keep going back to, is disappointing. So, yeah, we need to get back on the winning track at home. And we know Chesterfield are fighting for their lives down there. Will be really difficult opponents.
As soon as I heard sort of a team as big as Bradford were interested in me, I was always kind of more drawn towards coming here than any of the other teams that were interested. Having spoken to the club, they're all about nurturing young lads my age, so that was one of the things that really stuck out to me when I was speaking to the people here, that I can come here and they can improve me and help improve me as a player and help improve the club and get us to where we need to be, which is in the Championship.
Obviously, we're back at home against Chesterfield. We know it's going to be a tough game, but it's a game where at home we're looking to win, and like I say, if we can get that win and we get 7 points out of the three games in a week, then it's a good week. So yeah, we're going there looking for the win, and I think if we play to our potential, then we can win.
He started off well the season, had an injury stop start for him. Thankfully, didn't play against us at their place. Been back in the side, and he's a top class striker. You'll have to give him one sniff, and he buries it. You know, you look at his record at Sheffield United, and as I say, early season against for Chesterfield. But yeah, he's a big threat, and anyone of his ability is always going to be that. So our defenders know they need to be on their toes, concentration at all times.